From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Residents of St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana, tell BP and government officials they are frustrated about the speed of cleanup efforts in the Gulf. Many local fishermen complain they're not being taken up on their offers to help. We get more from NPR's Pam Fessler.
The frustrations came out at a three-hour town hall meeting Monday night in St. Bernard Parish, east of New Orleans. Commercial fishermen, prevented from fishing because of the spill, have volunteered to help lay protective booms around the marshes. But many say they've yet to be called. And resident Cheryl Barnhart said she's frustrated that BP isn't doing more.
You gotta save our coast. And y'all got the capability. You're the fifth largest oil company in the damn world.
Many here rely on the fishing industry for their livelihoods. A BP representative told the crowd that the company was limited in the number of fishing boats it could use at any one time to contain the spill, but he said they'd try to coordinate with local officials to make sure work is spread more evenly among the available volunteers. Pam Fessler, NPR News, New Orleans.
Now when you die, life goes on. It doesn't end.
The group Diamond Rio singing today at a memorial service in Jackson, Mississippi for the 11 men who died in the BP oil rig explosion last month. Hundreds turned out for the service at the Jackson Convention Complex, where a stage was adorned with a cross and 11 bronzed hard hats representing the workers killed in the disaster. Steve Newman is CEO of Transocean, the company that owned the drilling rig. He says everyone is grieving the loss of the rig workers.
This is one of the most difficult days for many of us here. But for the families of our 11 lost colleagues, this is just another of many difficult days.
The bodies of the 11 oil rig workers were never recovered. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was sentenced today to a maximum of 5 years in prison after a judge found he violated his probation. Noah Ovshinsky from member station WDET reports.
A judge in Detroit has spent the last several months holding hearings to evaluate Kwame Kilpatrick's ability to pay $1 million in restitution stemming from a 2008 perjury case. The former mayor pleaded poverty, even as prosecutors presented evidence that he hid money in bank accounts controlled by his wife. Judge David Groner says Kilpatrick blatantly violated his probation.
Most substantial, most compelling is that you lie to this court. Continue to lie after pleading guilty to lying in court. Obviously, there has been no rehabilitation. You have not changed. So continuing on probation is not an option.
Kilpatrick's defense team argued that a prison sentence was counterproductive because he wouldn't be able to pay back the city. They say they will appeal the sentence. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit.
Another up-and-down day on Wall Street amid continued European debt worries. The Dow closed down 22 points today. The Nasdaq lost 2 points. This is NPR. Continued violence in Jamaica, where fighting between drug lords and government troops has now led to more than a dozen deaths. The death toll has continued to rise as heavily armed government forces raid Kingstown's most violent slums in a massive hunt for Christopher Koch, known as Dudas. Koch supporters began massing last week after the Jamaican government announced plans to cooperate with authorities and extradite Koch to the U.S., where he could face a life sentence. It's the third straight day of unrest in Kingston, where masked gangsters loyal to Koch have been attacking officers and junking cars to block roadways. Consumer confidence improved dramatically in May to its highest level in more than 2 years. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, that greatly exceeded expectations.
Every month, Briefing.com surveys economists about how they expect the consumer confidence number to come in. Well, in May, even the most optimistic economist wasn't nearly optimistic enough. Here's how Jeff Rosen, an economist at Briefing, describes it.
Quite a shock on the upside, and it's a pleasant shock.
The Conference Board's confidence index came in at 63.3, a big jump from the month before. What's puzzling, says Rosen, is the backdrop. Among other things, the stock market is sliding and the European debt crisis is continuing.
What does the consumer think about the economy? Well, they see jobs are starting to come back. And that's what they're focusing on.
It's unclear whether this confidence will translate into spending. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Lax government enforcement of so-called puppy mills is leading to the deaths of numerous dogs while others are living in inhumane conditions, according to the government. In one case cited by the Department of Agriculture, inspectors found 27 dogs who had died in an Oklahoma breeding facility. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.